Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The CDC reports more than 42 million Americans have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Virginia is one of the leaders. It's administered a higher percentage of its shots than many other states. But some Virginians are still frustrated with the pace of the rollout. Sam Turkin of member station WHRO explains why they're crossing state lines to get a shot.
When the first batch of vaccines went out to states in December, John and his wife thought they'd get theirs pretty soon. He's 73, she's 68.
My wife is a heart attack survivor and a cancer survivor. Two considerable pre-existing conditions in our mind should have popped her to the top of the list.
Instead, they got word that they could wait more than a month for their shots. John lives in Virginia Beach. He asked that we only use his first name to protect his privacy. A couple weeks ago, John heard that a clinic in northeastern North Carolina was giving vaccines to Virginians. He and his wife quickly registered, got their shots 2 days later. No problem.
It was an enormous relief. Just the sensation of getting back in the car and going, wow, we got vaccinated.
Other Southeast Virginians have also heard about the North Carolina option. Last week, former Virginia Governor George Allen posted on Twitter that he got his first dose there. So did Susan in Norfolk. She also wanted to protect her privacy, so no last name. Susan is 64 and says she got her vaccine at a drive-thru site in Currituck County a few weeks ago.
I had doubts almost the time the needle was in my arm. By the time we got in line, every time somebody came to the window, I thought they were going to say, you can't be here, for either my age or my license plate.
The vaccines are a federal resource distributed to states, according to North Carolina health officials. That means they can't restrict access to the shots based on jurisdiction, even state borders. I drove down to Currituck County to see for myself.
I'm at a park where they're giving out vaccines. There's a long line of cars. I'm seeing some cars with Virginia license plates. I've seen two so far. That's three, four.
North Carolina officials wouldn't tell me how many Virginians have been vaccinated there, but it's definitely a topic of conversation around Virginia. On the neighborhood social networking site next door, residents post and argue about the fastest way to get a vaccine. And that desperation for shots comes with criticism of Virginia's rollout. During a recent news briefing, Governor Ralph Northam said the frustration is justified.
We still have a long way to go. I don't want to sugarcoat that because I know everyone is feeling impatient.
It's not surprising that people are going to look to get a vaccine where they can get it.
Professor Vivian Reifberg studies the economics of healthcare at the University of Virginia. She says so-called vaccine tourism is happening across the country because some areas are getting shots out faster than others. They also may have fewer restrictions or just a smoother process for booking appointments. Reifberg says the benefit is that more people are getting vaccinated. Still, the federal government distributes vaccines based on state populations. So when people get their shots in another state,
it can confuse the allocation system. Also, it may not be as equitable for those people who are not in a position to travel easily, to take a day off.
A Maryland spokesman says there's evidence Virginians are getting vaccines there too. Officials in both states ask that residents get their shots in their home state. What's your response to all of that?
I actually have some personal recriminations about potentially taking a vaccine out of the arm of a North Carolina resident for whom it was intended.
That's John again, the guy from Virginia Beach who got his shot in North Carolina. John believes he got the vaccine because there weren't enough locals who wanted it. At least that's what he hopes. He wouldn't disclose the name of the clinic. Despite his reservations, he's scheduled to get his second dose there. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Turkin in Norfolk, Virginia.